As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yeah, what's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Morning.
Running the three-man show. Believe EB returns tomorrow. Never quite sure.
How would you know?
He takes a lot of days off.
I don't know.
I'm off the next few days, heading to South Carolina.
Jealous.
But pumped for the Capitals beginning their playoff run, which hopefully is a long run tonight.
Let's hope that's the case. I will be in the building for game one.
Oh, really?
So that is exciting.
Big one tonight. Big one.
Should be a good time. Hopefully the Caps defend home ice.
I believe home teams are 4-1 in the first 5 series so far.
Very good. Love that. Hope the Caps continue that trend.
4 more games tonight. But yeah, it's a big one.
Starts Somebody tonight. Tweeted us, I don't know if it was last night or this morning, but I saw it this morning. And I shot back and I said, nobody said that. And he contends that Jason called game one a must-win game. I find that hard to believe. Did you say last week
you'd have to bring that
game one was a must win?
I'm going to guess he said it was big. I'm going to say probably didn't say must win.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
Now, if I said it, maybe I was being a little sarcastic. Now, if they lose game one, game two is a must
win. That I would agree with.
I think that's what I said.
I don't know.
I think that's what I'm going to put you on, Jason.
Yeah. No, I don't think I said game
I responded one is to the first game. Tweet, and I was like, nobody said that. And then he shot back. He's like, Lurch did.
All right, well,
okay.
If he can prove it, I'll say I was wrong.
Sure.
I don't know if he can prove it. It's a random tweeter.
Well, game ones are always, especially when you're playing at home, it's going to be a lot of energy in the building, no doubt. But you saw the energy of these other series. I mean, I was watching a little bit of the Toronto game last night.
Yeah, Toronto jumped on the Sens last night.
You could feel it. All those fans that were outside of the arena, and it's like it was Stanley Cup playoffs.
I know.
I mean, Stanley Cup finals.
It's game one.
It was just game one of the first round. So, game ones are always big. You want to jump out on them pretty quick, especially when you're the best team in the Eastern Conference. You don't want to give Montreal any sort of life.
You don't
want
the bottom seed to come into your house and push you around to game one.
No.
It sets a bad tone for the series.
Do we still not know who the goaltender is?
I'm pretty sure I saw a quote from Carberry that said, you'll find out on Monday night.
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah.
He's being a little cat and mouse with it.
Figured so. Why give your opponent
totally agree with that.
The answer? Let them try and figure it out.
Don't give them any intel before you have to.
Yeah, I saw over the weekend Logan skating.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think the LT has a chance. I know you guys think it's going to be Chucky.
I would bet on Chucky, yeah. Could be wrong. We're going to talk to Joe B later today and get his vibe on it.
Nice. I know Joe B was resting up for the playoffs.
Yeah, I know he had to rest his moneymaker. His voice, I guess, had been betraying him.
Mm.
So he had to miss some of the games down the stretch. I know John Walton filled in admirably.
But he got through it when it counted. He got through, Ovi breaking the record.
He called the game on Long Island where Ovi hit 895. Yeah. I mean, he had to be primed and ready for that.
For that one, yeah.
Then, he might have treated the rest of those games kind of like Coach Carver and the staff did. Like, you still got to play them, but maybe not take them that seriously because you have everything wrapped up.
I like that we have fixed the grade eight chase, the Ovi chaser, and it is now wins to go instead of goals to go.
I don't know who put that up there, but
we have 16 wins to go to win the Stanley Cup.
Very good.
So that is nice.
Hopefully tick that down tomorrow morning. It says 15 instead of 16.
Did you guys have a good Easter? Did you do an Easter egg hunt? Did you do anything special?
I mean, I was at a family get-together where there were younger kids, and yes, there was an Easter egg hunt.
You probably did. You probably did a little Easter egg hunt.
My wife did it.
Yeah. What, just at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
that. We actually had a sleepover the night before.
Yeah.
A sleepover heading into Easter?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That seems like
it's the age where just play dates turn into sleepovers.
Yeah, I remember those well.
I was actually out on Saturday night because my buddy Matt was in town and he was in Annapolis. Mm-hmm. So I drove out to Annapolis on Saturday around 7 o'clock and got back around 10:30-ish.
What'd you do, like a late dinner or just some cocktails?
So his in-laws live right there on the water,
mm-hmm.
and they have a club. They call it a club. It's not a golf club or country club or anything. I think it's really the neighborhood.
Like a yacht club?
I think it's the neighborhood pool,
yeah.
But it's on the water.
It's pretty nice.
And it has a little clubhouse. So we just hang out at the clubhouse.
Oh, cool. Sounds like a rich person's club right on the water.
And you can bring your own.
Really? Not really.
Right on the water in Annapolis.
It was a nice spot, mm-hmm. but the houses there were very normal.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
So, and you can bring your own beer.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And they had, I think his sister-in-law works for a catering company. So I had some nice brisket. Mm. I showed up there after they had had dinner. And then they were like, are you hungry? And I was like, kind of.
Brisket is so
hooked
good.
Hooked me up with brisket and salmon and just hung out and caught up with my friend and got back and found out, we have a sleepover.
Very good.
Nice. Where are you going in SC?
Myrtle Beach.
North or south?
There's a divided line, apparently. There's like haves and have-nots in Myrtle Beach.
I think
Beach.
It's right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Valdez, I think
north is supposed to be a little nicer and more secluded. It doesn't have the boardwalk and all that
Valdez,
stuff.
Hey, Valdez, when we did our golf trip to Myrtle Beach way back in the day, were we staying in the fancy part of Myrtle Beach or the nubs part?
I mean, the place we were staying was pretty dang fancy.
It was pretty nice.
That was technically, because I was with you, in the nubs part okay. is what they're calling it. The nubs. I think they call it the nubs part because there's just more stuff around it, which when you have kids, you kind of want the stuff. So we're kind of in the middle.
You need stuff like that within walking distance for kids.
Right.
Kids won't like North Myrtle.
Right. Yeah. North Myrtle is more secluded.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's the more relaxing, secluded part of Myrtle.
I think we're in the middle, like a 15-minute walk from the Ferris wheel and all of that stuff.
Got it.
He's in White Trash Central.
Okay.
I wonder
if I'd be right at home.
I mean, spring breaks, I guess, are mostly over, but you might have some spring breakers there. You might.
Yeah, it's weird. My son's going to come. Now, he's a senior with a month to go. I think he's just disrespecting his classes, and he does a half day.
Yeah.
Anyway, because
he's such in punt mode,
he does dual enrollment. So he takes a college course. So after he finishes his course on Tuesday, then we'll bounce.
Okay. All right. Well, have fun. I'm jealous. You're going down to the beach for a few days. By the way, the Boston Marathon's today.
Okay.
And every year when they have the Boston Marathon, the Red Sox play a home 11 o'clock start.
Right.
Boston Marathon, I'm guessing, starts around 7-ish.
I don't know.
8. I think it starts early. But anyway, so my neighbor's son is running in it, and I've talked to you guys about him before.
Mm-hmm.
He's run the Chicago, he's run the New York. I'm guessing his time is probably going to be, what do you think the winning time will be, like 210?
Probably 205. Yeah. It's gotten like ridiculously fast.
I'm going to guess he's going to be in the 235 to 240 range.
I mean, that's an absurd number.
It is absurd. Flying. It's absurd.
I mean, what's that average mile?
I mean, you know, maybe he's a machine.
Yeah, I mean, you're just clicking off miles with the quickness.
He's a machine.
Yeah, good for him.
And I think the weather's supposed to be really
How
nice.
How old is he?
He's 2 years out of college, so I don't know, 24-ish.
So he's a young whippersnapper. Can
I think
still
24.
Click off times like that. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Still has the young legs.
Oh, yeah. Young, yeah. Fresh legs.
Yeah, I texted his dad to see what his target time is going to be, but I'm going to guess it's going to be in that 235 to 240 range.
My knees are so amazing. Bad that I played a little... I don't play pickleball like you guys, but also got together with other family friends who are in town. A lot of people come into town from Easter, and they wanted to play pickleball. Played pickleball for a little bit. Knees aching.
Pick.
It is what it is. I'm on a highway to replacements.
Mm.
No doubt.
You're on a bullet train to get those blickies replaced.
Yes.
Matt and Matt, good morning. Happy
What's
Monday.
Up? How are you?
Yeah.
Matt Myers, how did the B-team match go on Saturday morning?
We won our match against Mount Vernon, but we lost overall. Okay. So.
All right. The weather was great.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. I got to get out and play this week because it's supposed to be really nice all week. It's supposed to be 75 to 80 all week.
You're going to
have great weather down in SC. You're going to have great weather down there. You know, I'll try to play Wednesday and maybe Friday.
I think you should.
Yeah, I haven't played a lot. I've played one time. How about this? I've played one round of golf since November 14th.
Oh, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Shoulder still banged up, or is that not an excuse?
Shoulder's been fine. I mean, go to PT every now and then, but I don't know what I've been doing, honestly.
Jason,
I've been out. My head's not in
golf
it.
Golf malaise, maybe, setting in?
I mean, the weather obviously sucked for the first, since November, it's probably...
And any good
probably
day,
March, late March, when it started to get okay.
Yeah.
And any good day, you're getting 25 mile an hour winds.
But I can't play in 50 degrees like he can.
Right.
I can't do that.
You're not that sturdy.
Jason, our big, huge event, the Green Coat, is this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
Green Coat. Yeah. I like it.
Well,
I'll play this music even though they might get upset that.
How about there's going to be about a $30,000 Calcutta?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Everyone purchases their own team, and you have a big pot at the end of the and the winner takes
lots
the pot.
Lots of wagering.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fun. Is that at...
It's at Hidden Creek.
Hidden Creek?
Yeah, so you have... The first part of it is a scramble. The second part, you have an A, B, C, and D player. And if the A player... You use the A player's drive, he can't hit on the second shot.
Oh, okay. Cool. Got you.
And then
got
everyone's it. Everyone's handicap has to add up to 45. At least 45.
Right.
Very confusing, but hey, money
lots
online,
of cash.
Have fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you a member somewhere now, Jason? Because you used to rely a lot on invites, so maybe you're not playing as much. Maybe you're just not as popular anymore. You're not getting invited.
No, I've been a member at Evergreen for 3 or 4 years.
Gotcha.
I just haven't made my way out there, but maybe this week.
Wow.
Because the weather's going to be great.
It's time.
It is time.
All right, gotta
but
take
you know
a break.
What? But tonight, it's a big one.
It is a big one. It's not must win, but it's we'd like them to win.
It's also a big
we'd like them to win.
We'd like them to win. We want the Caps to win.
It's of course. They should win.
Yeah, let's get a win.
It is a big week on the show, though, because we got the NFL draft, the NHL playoffs are in gear. On the show today, John Keim is going to join us from ESPN.com. He covers the Commanders. We got Daniel Kelly, the former New York Jets scout, to talk some NFL draft. And Joe B, as we mentioned, Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Pretty cool. Cakes is going to be in the building for Game 1 of Caps Canadiens. You can be in the building for Game 2. We have tickets. In the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour,
we're
going to give away tickets to Game 2 of the first round playoff series between the Capitals and Canadiens.
That game Wednesday
night.
Yes, correct. I love the rhythm of the NHL playoffs where it's basically
every
other night you're playing.
It's beautiful.
Love it. Love that.
Yeah, they spread it out in the NBA.
Don't love that.
Like Saturday night, the Lakers played. They were upset by the Timberwolves.
They were pummeled.
They don't play again until Tuesday.
Not as bad.
They spread it out.
Not
TV.
As bad as OKC pummeled Memphis.
51?
Well, how about the Orioles getting pummeled?
Well,
baseball
that
cakes.
That was ugly, too. 24 runs put up against the Birds.
We'll talk about that in a second.
That was pretty gross.
I'm surprised Matt Myers even came into work after that.
It was actually kind of fun to watch like when it got to the eighth inning.
At some point, it becomes comical. Like, if your team is taking a beating like that, at some point, you just have to realize, okay, we're taking an L here, and now it's like a historic L we're taking.
Well, they scored 8 runs, I believe, or maybe more, maybe 10 runs off of a shortstop and a backup catcher.
I think it was the most runs scored on the Orioles since like 1999.
No, I'm pretty sure Texas put up a 30 spot against us in
maybe
like
it's the most,
2017.
I'm wrong. Maybe it's the most runs the Reds had scored since 1999.
Anyway, the point is, the NHL, you play every other day.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, they'll spread you out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They'll play on Saturday, then Tuesday, then Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They try and hook it up with the primetime viewing slots.
How are you guys feeling about game one?
Pretty good.
I think they're going to come out on fire.
I feel pretty good. I mean,
I'm
not going to guarantee a win. I'm out of that, especially when it comes to my favorite team of all time, the Washington Capitals. But I'm confident. I mean, why wouldn't I be confident about a team that racked up as many points and goals as they did and won the Eastern Conference?
I'm hoping they can kind of flip the switch and play like they were, you know, a month ago as opposed to 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, 2 games ago, they played well.
That's true.
And when we had Doubter on, he also mentioned that their last loss to Columbus, the analytics were good.
Mm-hmm.
So you hope that that carries over. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? You can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep. Makes it great.
I'm going to have a Don't Sleep 12-ounce sugar-free can teed up for tomorrow morning. This is going to be a
late night. It's
just going to be a late night.
Do you know where you're sitting?
I do not. TBD.
TBD, okay.
TBD at
and
this
how
point.
Many people are going?
I will be going with my wife and 2 of my
so 4
kids.
Of you.
That is a 4-pack. Correct.
So game's at 7.
Yes.
You'll get down there, I'm guessing, at 6:15-ish.
That's the goal.
That's the plan.
That's the hope.
Game one, it's a big one tonight. I'm just kind of pumped that the playoffs are
I'm
here.
I'm excited that they're here, too.
I mean, if you're paying attention to the rest of the league, there have been 5 games played in the first round so far. Home teams are 4-1. Yesterday, there were 3 games played. Home teams outscored the opponents 14-5. So the home teams came out blasting. Now Saturday, Winnipeg won by a couple, and then Colorado was the only road team to win. They won at Dallas 5-1.
By the way, but the Blues Jets, that was my pick in the weekend parlay. How did the rest of the parlay unfold?
Win.
Mine hit.
Mine did not. I'm not sure about the others. I can't remember what they were.
Okay. I guess I'd have to pull it up. You know what? If it didn't hit, I don't really care.
Didn't hit.
What does it matter?
I took the Knicks, laying the points, and that covered.
Okay, good.
But as you said, it doesn't matter if one person misses.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted us like at noon that the parlay was already over.
I think the home run
because
didn't
I took
hit.
Gunner. Oh, that's what. No, I took Oberg over Schauffele. He got worked.
I want to say Gunner hit a home run the next day.
Oh, that's right.
Gunner hit one
on
Friday.
Yeah, he didn't hit one on Friday. Hit one on Saturday. Exactly.
I think those golf 2 and 3 ball bets over the last few weeks have not been going very well.
Well, that's how you take, you take your shot.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it works.
All right, so game one tonight. Cakes will be there. Everyone's feeling good. We don't know who's going to be in goal. I think it's going to be Chucky.
I think it's going to be Chucky, too, but I have a...
JP thinks it's going to be LT.
Now I have a sneaky suspicion that because Thompson's been skating and Carberry's been kind of cagey about it, then it might be Thompson now. Now I'm leaning a little more towards LT getting the call. Yeah.
Well, when we talk to Joe B, we'll get his vibe. Not that I mean, he probably knows, but...
Our listeners want LT.
Yeah.
When we had the poll of the day, it was about 2-1 in favor of Logan Thompson.
I just hope LT's mind is in it. Matt Myers, you know what I'm talking about? I just hope his mind is in the game.
It's hard to, you know, come back off the shelf like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not be ready.
Right. I just hope he's in it mentally. You just never know about these guys. By the way, the Caps are almost 2-1 favorites tonight, minus 192. Coming back, Montreal's plus 158. Your total's 5.5. If you want to go over, it's minus 130. Under's plus 106. Those are your numbers. Also, Winnipeg's going to play game two tonight against St. Louis. Big favorite as well. Colorado is at Dallas for game two. They're a pretty significant favorite on the road. And then you've got LA hosting Edmonton. LA Kings, a slight favorite over the Oilers at LA. So you got four games tonight, and obviously we're going to be paying attention to the Caps. 7 o'clock puck drop.
You won't place a four-game NHL parlay tonight. I think you should shake it up.
I went 3-0. I didn't do a parlay yesterday, but I did 3-0. I went all home
on,
teams.
All on hockey?
Yeah, I went.
Impressive.
Took all home teams.
Are these from your picks from Hockey Man? I won't call him Hockey Boy anymore.
No, I just took the home teams.
I think he's 65 years old.
No, he's not that. I don't think he's that old.
Okay. He's in his 50s.
No, but I'm fading the Caps because I want them to win, so it's an emotional hedge play. Mm. So I'll take the Canadiens tonight. Probably take Winnipeg again. Is Dallas going to lose the first two at home? I don't know. I might take them plus 122.
Like it.
And then we'll see what happens with the Kings Oilers. All right. NHL playoffs have already started. You got the NBA playoffs already started. That started on Saturday. Pacers pummeled the Bucks, so they're up 1-0. Nuggets. And
Bucks didn't have Damian Lillard.
That's true.
He might change the series if he comes back.
He might come back. Are they saying he's a possibility for game two?
I think he's a possibility, yeah. But nothing definite.
So they lost 117-98. Nuggets in overtime beat the Clips 112-110.
That was a good game.
Joker at 29.
James Harden.
Harden was really
good. Still an awesome player.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about him. He hit some really big shots. But in the end, you know who hit a big three?
Hold on. Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook hit a big three. Now, he makes some ridiculously bad plays at times, and I want to say shot 5-for-17 in the game, but there was a key moment in regulation where Joker got doubled, threw it to Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, I'm sure every Nuggets fan was holding their breath, but he drained a three to put them up, and then the game gets to overtime, and the Nuggets end up winning game one. Of course, they've got a new coach. Remember, they fired their coach like three games before the playoffs.
Yes. Didn't they fire the coach and the GM?
Yeah. Yeah. Threw Calvin both Booth. Overboard.
Right before
Former Wizard Cal Booth.
Right before the playoffs, they fired coach and GM.
They didn't like the way things were heading.
Well, I guess not. But they're up 1-0. Knicks beat the Pistons on Saturday, 123-112. I watched some of this game. This was interesting because Detroit was handling their business. I think they had a 6 or 8 point lead in the third quarter. But then the fourth quarter, they got outscored 40-21. The Pistons were turning the ball over left and right in the fourth quarter. Couldn't hit a shot. Outscored by 19, and then they lose by 11.
Playoff experience. The Knicks and Jalen Brunson have been there.
Man, the Pistons looked really good through three quarters. I was surprised when I saw that final.
Well, they got outscored 40-21 in the fourth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
T-Wolves pummeled the Lakers 117-95. I know Luka put up some numbers, but I think LeBron just had an okay game.
LeBron and Austin Reeves. Let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this guy, Jason Timpf, online post Nugget. Jaden McDaniels, who is a complimentary player for the Timberwolves. I mean, he's a good player. Put up far better numbers than LeBron and Austin Reeves combined.
Yeah, he had 25. He was 11-for-13.
Yeah, he missed two shots.
Yeah, he was awesome. Correct. So you've got, and then you had four games yesterday. And you had some blowouts, including the Thunder winning by 51 points over the Grizz. I saw the numbers in this game. It was outrageous. So from three, Memphis shot 6-for-34. All right, so they shot about 17%, 17.5%.
They also had a ton of turnovers. Take a look at the turnover.
They had 22 turnovers. Yeah, they were terrible. They just weren't ready to play. Oklahoma City, by the way, 17-for-48 from threes, so about 35%. So they took a ton, but they made a ton. And they win by 51 points.
Well, the halftime score is 68-36.
Yeah, the game was
biggest
over.
Takeaways from the weekend. Number one, Lakers are in a must-win game on Tuesday. Number two, and everybody was kind of picking this, but the Rockets are the two seed. Golden State had to be in the play-in, but Golden State won last night, which they're the favorite, even though they're the seven seed, which is pretty amazing. Steph Curry, just another amazing game. Hit five threes, goes for over 30. It's funny, I saw somebody post like their top 10 players, maybe it was Bill Simmons or something like that.
Yeah.
Curry never gets thrown in there. If Curry were able to win another ring, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
Buddies, I'd like you to go into the bet book and please rip out and destroy the page that I have that has Reed Sheppard winning Rookie of the Year. I think I made that bet, but I was getting odds, I believe. But I mean, I know I'm not winning that bet.
See how many minutes he got?
I know he played as many minutes as
zero?
Valdez did.
Yes.
Okay, zero.
Yeah.
He did DNP.
Also, the Celtics win big, and then the Cavs win by 21, so they're both up 1-0.
Tonight. A lot of blowouts in the first games.
Tonight, you got game two, Knicks Pistons. Knicks, a 6.5-point favorite there. You got game two, Nuggets Clips. Basically a toss-up, coin flip. Pacers, Bucks will be tomorrow, as well as Oklahoma City, Memphis, and Lakers, T-Wolves. So you got a couple more games tonight. Baseball, we said that the Nats had to go to Colorado, worst team in baseball, and win the series. Now, they pounded the ball on Saturday. Game was rained out, or snowed out on Friday, snowed out on Friday. So they pounded the ball, although the bullpen tried to give it away, and they ended up winning 12-11. And James Wood and Dylan Cruz both had huge games.
Dylan Cruz hit two home runs.
Yes, he hit two bombs.
He's at he's up to 186 now.
Remember he was just at 106 or 109?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tickling 200.
You're starting to creep.
Yeah, you got to creep up somehow. Maybe that was the game that ignites him going forward.
And Mackenzie Gore just threw a gem on Saturday, but the bullpen, which I believe the bullpen has the worst bullpen ERA in baseball. They've got the second worst team ERA.
Yeah.
Okay. The worst team ERA is sitting behind the glass.
Okay.
At 5.4. Who gave up 24 runs yesterday.
Right.
But getting back to the Nats.
Yeah.
The Nats split the doubleheader yesterday, so they win 2 out of 3.
Did you hear Dave Jagler's stat porn when it came to Kyle Finnegan? Because he got his eighth or ninth save. I believe it was his ninth save.
Yeah.
So Kyle Finnegan yesterday was in his 300th appearance with his 300th inning pitched.
Wow.
And there's another 300 here. 300 strikeout.
Nice job.
Pretty sweet.
What are the odds of that?
I mean, that's bizarre, isn't it?
I think he's second all-time in saves for the Nationals already.
He is. He just passed Drew Storen.
Well, they needed him.
Yeah. That's a weird confluence of those stats. Props to Dave Jagler for doing the research. I'm just regurgitating it.
That was just one of those series that you were hoping for a sweep.
Right.
But they couldn't hit the ball yesterday, which is kind of shocking because they're playing in Coors. And they scored 3 runs in both games. Actually, they scored 1 run, in the second game and 3 in the first. So you were hoping for some offense. But the Colorado Rockies are currently 4-17.
Are they on a White Sox from last year trajectory?
It looks like it.
Gross.
Yeah. So White Sox are 5-16. Not much better.
They're slightly improved. They beat the Red Sox yesterday 8-4. Now they're playing the last game of the series because it's the Boston Marathon today. They're playing at 11 a.m. But yeah, you're right. I mean, both Chicago and Colorado are terrible. That's why you have to win that series.
Yeah, gotta get
so
those
now
dogs.
What happens? The Nats come back, day off, and they play a home series against
the Valdez, the Fighting Valdezes.
The worst ERA in baseball. They gave up 24 runs yesterday, including 11 hits from the 8th and 9th hitters in the Reds lineup. 11 for 14 they went. That's just, you can't make that stuff up. Yeah. Including a catcher, I believe it's Austin Wins, who used to play for the Orioles. And he had 6 hits yesterday. He went 6 for 7 with 6 RBIs. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they're off to a slow start, 9-13. Nats.
Well,
their
starting pitching's a disaster because they've got 3 or 4 hurt.
Yep.
I've never seen a worse pitcher than Morton. I mean, it was
they have to cut him. I don't know what they can do.
I watched seven innings of that game before they put the position players in.
Yeah, Charlie Morton is bad.
I've never seen a guy just hang so many balls out there.
15 milli.
Is Elias, yeah, is he the GM? He was getting destroyed on Twitter.
I don't know what they can do. Move him to the bullpen. But the problem is they've got four starters hurt. So they just need guys to eat up innings, although he's not eating up many innings because he's getting pounded.
Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, John Keim's going to join us. We will talk Commanders with the draft coming up on Thursday. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the text line presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Capitals are back in the playoffs, and Grant and Danny are going to be live from City Tap House, Penn Quarter, on Monday, April 21st. That's today, before Game 1. If you come out, you can win two free tickets to Game 1. It's located right there on 901 9th Street Northwest in D.C., and people should know that we're giving away Game 2 tickets all day on 106.7 The Fan. Listen every hour from 8:20 a.m. to 5:20 p.m. for your chance to win tickets to Game 2. We'll be giving away tickets in our 8 o'clock hour and our 9 o'clock hour. So you know how last week when we were talking about this series between the Capitals and Canadiens, once we realized it was going to be Montreal who they're facing in game one, you were trying to figure out, well, who do we root against in terms of players?
Who's the guy we're going to just drill down on and just hate his guts throughout the series?
Maybe it's the coach, Cakes. Who is the coach of the Montreal Canadiens?
Who's the bench boss for the team that the Capitals are facing? Can you give me a hint? Do I know who this person is?
When he was a player, you called him a pest. And you hated him.
I hated this guy. Called him a pest. Can you give me the team he spent most of his career with?
You definitely played for Tampa. I don't know who else he played
for. Oh, I know who it is. It's Marty St. Louis.
Yes. Marty St. Louis. Exactly.
Marty St. Louis. I don't like that guy.
Exactly.
I. You know what? Maybe it is the coach.
Yeah, my pal because Chris from Rep the District sent me a text about that. And I was like, yeah, that is a guy we hated on.
He definitely helped knock the Caps out. I think the Caps were a higher seed when Tampa knocked the Caps out of the playoffs. I can't remember what year that was. Probably 2009, 2000. Wasn't 2010, because that's when Montreal knocked the Caps out. But it was probably like 2008, 2009. Yeah, I could work up a lather for Martin St. Louis. Absolutely. And yes, I know it's San Luis.
But we're going to call him St. Louis.
Yeah, of course. That's a good guy to kind of focus on. Good one, JP.
Just kind of comparing the numbers between the Caps and Canadiens. The Caps are a +6 on their offensive rating overall. They average about 2.9 goals. The Canadiens average about 2.4. Their shooting percentage is 10.6 compared to 9.6 for the Canadiens. Power play goals, 8.7 compared to 7.2. Defensive rating, the Caps are +14. The Canadiens are -2. So the net rating is a +20 for the Caps, a -10 for the Canadiens. The -10 would be the worst team or the weakest team in the playoff picture for the overall number. So the Caps are, on paper, clearly a much better team, much more powerful team. But, again, it's the playoffs. Anything can happen, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, and the big question, obviously, is it going to be Chucky or Logan Thompson in net for the Caps? Now, Thompson returned to practice on Saturday, so I guess he could be the guy. We'll find out probably, I don't know, a few hours before game time, I would guess.
Now, a lot of people pointed out that he kind of limped in. Before getting hurt, he wasn't playing his best hockey.
Basically, after he did this to his big fat contract, after he said, okay, 7 or 8 years, I can't remember the term, it was a long one, he said, millions upon millions, Logan, he signed, and then his play went off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not equating it to him, like, punting, obviously, and just not caring about playing goalie. And it's just a weird coincidence that his play smashed into a wall basically right after he signed his long-term extension with the Caps. It's kind of weird.
He learned from Doubter. He probably docu-signed it. The whole pen to paper thing is so old-fashioned.
Antique, I know. But you just have to hope that if he's the guy that gets tabbed tonight and they're going to lean on him throughout the playoffs, that he played like he did prior to signing that extension.
The Four Nations break, which was about, what was that, about a week?
No, it was longer than that.
A week and a half.
Like close to 2 weeks.
It was technically their all-star break, even though there wasn't the all-star game.
Yeah.
But so the offense didn't fade since the Four Nations break. I can't remember what dates that were, but it was 27 games ago.
Sometime in February, if my memory serves correct.
The goaltending, however, did. Over the last 27 games, the Caps allowed almost 3.1 goals per game, which is an .875 save percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal's goaltenders were better. They combined for a .921 save percentage over that same stretch of play. So the Montreal goaltenders were much better than the Caps goaltenders over, call it, the last 30 games.
Well, I just have to hope the Caps' offensive firepower can overcome whoever the Canadiens are trotting out. I'm guessing it's Montem Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how his name is pronounced. I just have to hope that guys like Strom and Ovi and Willie and Protas should come back after missing six games with a cut on his foot.
Would you like this angle? Cakes usually are.
Yeah.
This would be a Chucky revenge game and revenge series because he's a former member of the Montreal Canadiens.
He didn't play a lot while he was with Montreal. He was mostly a backup or with their minor league system, but he did spend a good chunk of his career in Montreal. I do like that angle, JP. I always like a nice, healthy revenge game angle, which you have tonight if Chucky gets a start.
In the entire season, Montreal gave up almost 2.9 goals over 60 minutes in 5-on-5. Okay, so just 5-on-5. That was third worst in the NHL. So 5-on-5, the Caps got to take advantage of that team because they're just not good defensively in 5-on-5.
And they're the Caps' top 5v5 player, Protas. So hopefully he's back up 100% healthy for this series. And that cut on his foot doesn't flare up and doesn't bother him, doesn't hinder him as the series progresses.
Has he been skating or practicing?
I'd have to double check that. I know he's missed the last six games of the regular season with the injury.
Hmm. So, I mean, just on paper, you got to feel really good about it. And especially since the Caps have had three nights off or whatever, and they certainly should be rested and healthy and
feel pretty good about it. But I don't like the way that they played down the stretch.
I agree.
I like that Ovi kept scoring, but there are some things that haven't been great in the last month for the Washington Capitals. You mentioned the goaltending, just kind of the defense overall. They just hadn't gotten a streak going. Hey, you just got to win 4 out of 7, Cakes, in each series.
It's all you need.
You don't have to win 4 in a row. Just win 4 out of 7.
I'd be a little concerned about Martin Fairvari's injury. Turned his ankle in, I think it was the last game or second last game of the season. I'd be concerned about that. We'll have to see if he's able to go. He's listed as day-to-day.
Just kind of looking at the special teams and penalty kills. I'm just reading here, and you might be able to explain this better. The Canadians averaged 13.3 botched retrievals over 60 minutes.
I can't explain that any better. Right, I don't even know what that
means. Whatever really botched what retrievals means.
I've never heard this stat ever.
We'd have a hockey guy call us up. According to all three zones, 13.3 botched retrievals. That's the worst in the league at 5-on-5.
Sounds like it's great for the Caps.
So they rank pretty low in a lot of metrics. I'm not sure where the Caps rank in that.
I like that you're digging deep into the hockey nuggets.
I mean, I'm getting nerdy here.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Well, it's a big one, man. We got to preview it.
And Protas did skate for the first time since the injury to his foot. He skated, let's see, I think it was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that he's going to be good to go.
I hope you're right. They need to be, 100%. All across the board, man.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Caps take on the Canadiens tonight, game one. I'm with you, man. I'm so ready for a two-month ride.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
We have the best record by far in the Eastern Conference. So they're the favorite. If you look at some of these numbers that I just looked, they're the favorite in this series. It's like 77%, something like that. Like people that do the math based on the odds. That can all change after tonight, but I'm so ready for it just to be just a fun ride here for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm. I do have that slight concern based on how they've played over the last 3 weeks, just for game one. If they come out and win 5-1 tonight,
yeah,
then you know that I wipe that off. I won't have any concern for this particular series. But if they lose this game 4-3, and whoever plays goalie doesn't play very well, then my concern level goes up pretty high.
Well, if the Caps were to lose game one, every Caps fan that's been following this team for a long time, they're going to start thinking about the 2010 series.
Correct.
When the Caps were the one seed, the Canadiens were the bottom seed, and the Caps lost in seven.
Mm-hmm.
You start biting your fingernails nervously?
They're pretty bitten down already, JP. So
I thought you gave that up.
I had been good. I've relapsed.
You're back to biting fingernails?
I'm back to being a biter. And I'm not proud of it. I'm just being honest. I mean, I've got them down to the nubs. There's like nothing there. I mean, if it's a nail biter series, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get some fake nails.
If you think about it, the Canadian season this year was similar to the Caps last year,
mm-hmm.
where on paper, they just weren't that talented.
Right.
They didn't score a ton of goals. They weren't great in a lot of different metrics, and they kind of eked their way in by getting kind of hot late.
Let's just hope that the Caps do to them what the Rangers did to the Caps last season.
Correct.
When the Caps were like fighting and just scratching and clawing just to get into the playoffs, got in, I think, on the final day.
Right.
And then got swept by the Rangers.
Yeah.
Would like nothing more than a sweep. Not expecting it. But a sweep would be great.
I'm reading an article on Japer's Rink, which said that this is the Caps' largest pre-series advantage since 2017. So you got to like their chances in the series. Game one tonight, Cakes is going to be there. And remember, we're giving away tickets all morning long from 8:20 all the way until 5:20 p.m. And on this show in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, we will give you a chance to win tickets. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we'll talk some NFL draft. What do the Commanders need to do on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Jumps on next here on the Junkies.